fascinating story. I mean, I'm not sure how much I added a little bit to what he said, but I wanted to say it all in the name. It's not always every day I can say it with Shtickle Torah from the Manal Shalita, who I remember fondly as the Talmud of my Shia a long time ago. You know, we had spoken about the idea of the Baal Halachas Gedolos saying that there is a din, according to the Bahag, that a woman may not read the Megillah for a man. And I explained that the women are part of his mangurama, and the chayim and Megillah because afen hoya boso anes. My explanation was that the chayim, they call the pesume nisa aspect of that mitzvah, which is the shmir, explained based upon the shut avnei nezer, and they put it from the kriya, which is the core mitzvah. That was my pshat, in contrast to the pshat of the various afon, and I brought a raya to my pshat from the Rav Yoh, who said, I wonder what the Bahag would say about the other pesumenis and mitzvahs, specifically as in mind, Harbakosus and Chanukah. If it's a matter of what they call Amolek, or Hallel, or Divrei Kabbalah, wouldn't make any sense at all. So there too, apparently, it's very dinim. We identify with the help of the Talmidim that the equivalent of Shmia by the Nev Chanukah is Re'ia, right? And the what's Mephorsim? And as far as Abba Kars, it was easy. I opened up the Gemara, we saw the riff showed us that the two separate kinds of dinim. One is the dinim called Riff Gerson, not Kufkas in the base. One is Cheres Yotza and Arba Kosos Lo Yotza, vice versa. So that's how I'm not going to review the whole time to do everything all over and over and over again. Fine, good. Question, Rabbi Osai. Women, Achayv in Shalosh Sudas, correct? Three Sudas, why? The business of Seish has Man Gurum. Question. Good question. So the Ran in the Sechta Shabbos talks about it. In the 16th paragraph, talks about this, about the three suras. He has two pshat. One pshat, which is his own pshat, I believe, is that, what do you mean? Shavah v'zachar. The same as the one on Shmir and Tzchira. The Chayim and Kiddush v'atorah. So to the Chayim and then in three suras, it's a bit of a Kiddush, because Shavah v'zachar, Zachar means Kiddush. Zachar doesn't mean suras. But okay, he throws it in. That's how the Ran says. Which is fascinating, very interesting. And maybe we'll even tie it in to we get to the Shia that the Rav, Zechron of the Rav has in this, which I told you is printed in the Rav's second Yortzeit Shia collection that I recommend strongly. If you have to get a hold of a copy of it, or make a copy of it over Rosh Hashanah, you'll enjoy it tremendously. I give you my word. It's Torah Mesamach, as I say, Smechem Kinesinosim Misina. And since you will have time, I assume, over Yom Tov to spend in learning Torah. This is starts on page Kuf Hei, goes to page Kuf Chav Beis, so it's an 18-page mimer, true. But I'm telling you, it's worth every page. Chai, we got Chius. If you have a chance to see it, beautiful. Maybe we'll tie it in if you have a chance. Now, however, Rabbi Natan is quoted differently. When the Tam says the reason why women are chayv in mon is because afein hoya but also anes. I said it wrong. Why the chayv in shalashudas? Because the afein hoya but also anes. The anes, if you read a saman. Sorry, got ahead of myself. The mon was anes, and the three meals are, we know, connected to the mon. So it's a presumenisa of sorts, and the presumenisa. So therefore, women are chayv. So if I re-said, wait a minute, if that's the case, is it in Pesume Nisa? He knows my Shtikul Torah very well. Because according to what I had said, maybe we could argue, women are chayv, we'll call the Pesume Nisa aspect of the Sudos, of the Lecha Mishnah, but not in the core mitzvah, which is a Zman Gerama. So that's the case, even though it's true that a woman can make a boy creates for a man and they bite out of their respective apples. So they want to be romantic, they bite from the same apple. I'm not against romance. But that may not be the case, even technically speaking, when it comes to to Hamotzi. Whether the Zila Milsa that the Mishnah Berurah speaks about with respect to Kiddush Paras Hamotzi, I don't know. It's only when it comes to, I mean, Zila Milsa, if you go back to the classical sources, referring to it as a more than a plain Berurah Hasenem. Hallel, benching, Kiddush, Megillah, may not apply to a plain bar breaks. May not even apply to a plain Motzi Lechem and Arf. But if you come to the Lechem Mishnah dimension, that's where perhaps she's not on the same level of Chiyuv as a man, and therefore she should not be making Lechem Mishnah for him. Ad kan mipi Moreinu Ravris Shlita. I just wanted to fill it a little bit. I don't think he said this part, like, again, you can ask him. Sometimes I don't remember exactly what he told me. But when it came to the other three mitzvahs we spoke about, we try to tease out the two aspects from one another. You had the what I call the core mitzvah and the pesu menisa aspect. So when it came to Megillah, we had Kriya and Shmiya, and when it came to Ner Chanukah, we had Hadlok and Riyah, and when it came to Avakosos, we had Bracha Lakos and drinking, right, from good wine. Well, how are there any two aspects when it comes to Suda Shabbos? I mean, we'd like to, instead of just talking purely in the theoretical plane, we'd like to try to sort of put some, some mamoshes on this skeleton. So I just thought about it a little bit, and maybe this we can suggest as follows. It's remarkable, Kivega, that's where I started to work with Kivega today. Shuk Rabbi Kivega, Simon Al, the opening tshuva and the opening value, the opening tshuva. First one, Shuk Rabbi Kivega, he's not sure whether a woman who forgets the Yalav Yavo has to, on Yontif, let's say, coming up to Rosh Hashanah, she forgets the Yalav Yavo, must she repeat the benching again? He thinks, no. No. Why? Why do you have to go back? Why? Because the Gemara says in the Sefer Brachos that if you forget Ritzei Alav Yavo, you have to go back and bench, as opposed to Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, we say Iboy Ochel, Iboy Lo Ochel. You don't have to have tosis, you don't have a suda. You don't have to wash on Rosh Chodesh, but on Shabbos, you know that you must wash. So therefore, if you do not say Ritzei Alav Yavo, you have to bench all over again. By the way, this is one of the points that the Rav brought out in that same Shia towards the end. Achidus Godol Ma'od. He wanted to know. It's a good question. What kind of Tzvei Dinim are these? If it's Rosh Chodesh, it's a Chiyuv to say Alav Yavo. If it's Yontif, not only is a Chiyuv, you have to go back. What's the difference? It's because the Boy Ochel, Boy Lo Ochel, he had a Chidus Nifla, the Rav said. He shook it out of his sleeve. This is not the main part of the Shia. His Chiddush Nifla was the reason you have to go back and say Yalav Yavo is not because of the Birchas Hamazon. It's because you want to fulfill the Sudas Yontif. You don't properly fulfill the Sudas Yontif, even though the chronology is a bit strange, until you complete the Sudas Yontif with a Birchas Hamazon, which has within it a Yalav Yavo. The Mela, Rosh Chodesh, and Yachalavoy, where there's no Chiyuv Sudas Yontif in the first place, we understand very well why, if you forgot it, you don't have to go back. That's towards the end of that Shia. Fine. So women are not Chayav in the first place, he suggests. Oynig Yontif, the potter. Zman Gromo. On Shabbos, we understand. Shabbos, he quotes the Ran, the Chayav in Shama, the Chayav in Zohar. But not on Yontif. The cave of the native mitzvahs oneg, she could fast. She forgot Yalav Yavo. That's it. Yontif for a woman is like Rosh Chodesh for us. How do you like that? Amazing Chiddush Nifla Venera in Siman Aleph. And for those who want to see it in the plain Shulchan Aruch, you can find it again on the bottom. He quoted from Rabbi Kiv Eger in Siman Kuf Pei Ches Siv Vav. Where he goes even more at length in the same yourself. What about Shabbos? Look, Shabbos, Yeshiva B'Shmir, Yeshiva B'Shira. The call mitzvahs are say the Shabbos bechlal zeh. Ayin bagan Avram simin reish tali aleph. Therefore, she's chayv and oneg and asura liis anos. A chiddush, Rabbi said. That means he's passing like the Ram. Maybe the Ram is not correct. Maybe the Tam is right. We're not sure. Do you know who's right? Do you know who's right? If Rabbi Natan is right, we can make the following question. Not only if a woman forgot Yalav Yavo on Yom Tov, does she not have to go back? What if she forgot Ritzei on Shabbos? She forgot Ritzei on Shabbos, and if the Ran is incorrect, she's not Chayav and Onen, because Yesh Nebeshmir, Yesh Nebeshira is limited to Kiddush, which I would have said on my own. After all, Kiddush is the actual Schira. That's again how I would have said, left to my own devices. That's what I, again, would have said. If that's the case, we make the following suggestion: Oneg, Rabosai, the Karos on the Shabbos. Oneg. How do you define Oneg Shabbos? Halachically, how do you find Oneg? Oneg is, among other things, you have to have appropriate foods. And included in is the mitzvah of Suda's pas. That's what's called oneg. La halacha oneg is included in pas. So I want us to make the following chiddush, potentially. For oneg, you require pas. Gentlemen, do you require pas to shalashudis? Anybody know? Open your, if you have a Mishnah Brewer here, which you're supposed to have, Hilma Shabbos, please turn to Reish Tzadi Aleph, if you don't mind. Reish Tzadi Aleph. Let's look inside and see what it says. Well, we shouldn't rely on our memories. Let's see what it says inside. Do you require pas or don't you require pas for the third Shabbos meal? Reish Tzadi Aleph. There are numerous opinions in the Shulchan Aruch on this very matter. In Sif Hey. Sarach Asos Pas. Okay, he starts off that way. V'yesh Amim V'chol Machal Osi V'yachal V'chameshes Mine Dovin. You can have pasta. V'yesh Amim, you can have Basa V'dovin. V'yesh Amim, it's even enough papers. Svara Rishon Ha'Igor. Yes, first Svara Ha'Igor. Shet Sarach Asos Pas. Okay, but that's the Iker. Now, if you take a look in the Sivav, once we're here already, Noshim Chayavas Pesuda Shlishis. I'm going to see it right in front of you. Okay, so the Bialocha says the Gam Chayavas Mitzvus Lecha Mishneh, which we're not exactly sure that really should be so. It goes from the Beis Yosef. We'll see soon. And the Mishnah Brura Chavav. The lechol mili the Shabbos ish v'isha shavin, as we saw in Reish Ayin Aleph. This is the sheet of the Ran. Va'od shegar meinhayu b'neis shel Haman v'al kula mama echlu hayom. The mizanil malchiyav gimel sudas b'Shabbos. Rabbi Sar, if it says hayom three times, how can you get away shalashudas according to some poskim with an apple? I have a better question. Why can't I have three apples? An apple a day keeps the doctor away, come home with three apples. Apple Friday night, chakal tapuch and kadishin, doesn't enter the arisa. And I have an apple Shabbos morning, and an apple Shalosh Shudas in the yard. Low carb diet, Rabbi said. The answer presumably is that from the perspective of Hayom, an apple suffices, according to this last opinion here in Shulchan Aruch Reish Tzadi Aleph. The reason you have to have bread is because of the din of Oneg. But Oneg is only once a day and once at night. We saw the Gemara, Kavod Hayom, Kavod Halayla. Kavod Oneg are almost interchangeable terms, almost. The Vilna Gaon explains that they're not exactly interchangeable. Kavod is really what you do before Yom Tov, or before Shabbos, and oneg is on Shabbos doesn't fit in so well with the idea of covered yom, covered laila. That doesn't seem to fit in. Should have been oneg yom and oneg laila. Again, maybe it's a cover that you're giving to it. I don't want to go down to beer I grow in the Chos Yontif. In any event, Rabosai. So it's arguable, at least, that a woman might not be chayev in Lecha Mishnah at all, contrary to the Beis Yosef in the name of the poskim. But after all, if you look at Sharet Tzi and Yud Gimel, he also quotes Beis Yosef Sheva poskim. That's the ones who hold Ish Visha Shavin. Sure, if the chayev in Oneg, then the chayev in Pas and chayev in Lecha Mishnah. But if the pshat is no, they're only chayev as a what? Afenoi Beosu Anes. And that's what we call Hayom, Hayom, Hayom. But according to one day in the Shulchan Aruch, Hayom, Hayom, Hayom is enough. Three apples. That should come out that a woman is only chayiv in that aspect. We call the Pesum Anisa aspect of the mitzvah. Perhaps she's not chayiv in more than three apples. And therefore, even though she makes a motzi, it's very nice, but we have no guarantee she could be motzi the man in Lecha Mishnah. I'm reading you the Lashon of the Beis Yosef that was referred to over here in the both in Sharet Tzi and Bir Halacha. Kosvo Aran Shem Ben Atam the Noshim Chayavas Mishal Shudis V'cheinami L'tzol Shtei Kikris She'af Ein Hoya Bo'oso V'Neis Hamon. So he says over here the Neis Hamon requires Shtei Kikros. The Ran says no, Ish V'Ish V'Shavim. But the problem is, according to one opinion in the Shulchan Aruch, presumably, the Hayom, Hayom, Hayom of the month does not require pas at all. Kavachom doesn't require Lecha Mishnah. Just give you a Samar Makarmis. That would be the case. It's arguable that just as we had with respect to their Megillah, their Chanukah, and Abakarmis, we try to point the different activities which men and women are required. Here's conceivable that women might be partner from Lecha Mishnah if it's based upon Afen Hayobi also Anes, according to the opinion in Shulchan Aruch, that for Shalosh Shudas, men and women, it's enough to have it happen. I'm just making it as a possibility. Okay, Rabbi Osai? That's for open. I promise this information is supposed to be on Sunday, but we were somehow weren't reminded properly. Yes?
So Rabbi is saying that if the requirement to have lechem is part of your sumenes and not as part of the
oneg,
right? Lechem mishnah is also part of the
Sure.
Rabbi say that a woman can't be motzi men and not motzi at all because the identity of the bracha is that it's a bracha.
Right, I'm saying that my reason was suggesting that since it's not a bracha sinan, it's a lechem mishnah involved over here. And since women are only chayav in the Pesum Menisa after Lecha Mishnah, right? So therefore, maybe they can't be motzi the men, or chayav will be called the core. What's the core? So I'm suggesting the core is Oneg, and the Pesum Menisa is Hayom, Hayom, Hayom.
Even if there's no Lecha Mishnah, maybe they still wouldn't be able to, because the Hamotzi is not a regular Birchus Hananim, it's a Hamotzi that's...
That's already a Lomdus. Okay. That's not relevant to your point, because we always have Lecha Mishnah, Baruch Hashem. We're not living in a city of poverty. Yes?
Why wouldn't
a
woman be
chayavos
in the
midst
of
onan?
Just
because it's a mitzvah. It's not grama. So the Rebbe Kivega said no, but yesh the b'shmir, yesh the b'shira. Left to my own, I wouldn't have said that. I think Rebbe Tam didn't say that because only shmir and zchir, which is what we call what kiddush, not the other aspects of the positive aspects of Shabbos. No, only the kiddush. That's zohar. Having bread on Shabbos is not based on Zohar, if you ask me. So the Ran said a Chiddush Gadol. That the same as they're obligated in Zohar, they're obligated in the Suda. Who said so? So I made a reference that the Rav has a whole piece that the Kiddush relates to the Suda. Now, obviously, Kiddush B'makom Suda is one of his sources, but it's much, much more than that. So that we'll probably not get to today. But both, just think ahead. Our next year is on Sunday, correct? Song Gedalia? So it'll either be 12 o'clock, we'll go right into Mincha, like we'll do today, or it'll be 11:30, or somewhere in that range, okay? Depends on schedulings, okay? So it'll be in that time range in general, okay? Good. Now that we've finished this part one, I owe you already, I'm 2 days late, it's over Baal Ta'acher, 2 days of this Shtikl Torah from Rabbi Reis, but now we're ready to go back to what we were discussing a little bit yesterday in other matters. I looked up the Minchas Avraham. I borrowed it from the people in the Kerel of Zvachim. And sure enough, it was a whole piece from yesterday with the Kedei Achilles Cross. It's there. It's on my desk on loan. So if you want to take a quick peek, it's down on my table in the base bench. Okay. Yeah. Let us now pick up some of the things which we said we'd talk about today. I think the first thing we're supposed to talk about is Kiddusha Rabbah. Am I correct? Am I right? That was supposed to be today, Shir? So what in the world is the Kiddusha Rabbah all about? What is Kiddusha Rabbah? According to the man, it's a euphemism. It's it's almost nothing. How much almost nothing is it? Yeah. How much? What is it? What is this whole story with this Kiddusha Rabbah? So the big machlokas haposkim. I want to read you a few excerpts from the Rishonim. We'll start the Rabbeinu David. Rabbeinu David, do I have it here? Oh, thank you very much. It's a borrowed copy. Thank you. Oh, Michael. Okay, Michael's not here, but his Rabbeinu David is here. Ata, wherever you are, umitzudascha, Rabbeinu David, Davidcha, is prusa here in Hashiru. Rabbeinu David, on our daf, discusses at some length what in the world is Kiddusha Rabbah? What does it mean? It has the term Kiddush. Kiddusha Rabbah implies that maybe it really is Kiddush. I'm reading you a few highlights of the Rabbeinu David. Why is it called Kiddusha Rabbah? Nothing to do with Kiddush. Boy, preg ofer! What kind of Kiddush? That's ridiculous. What's the pshat in this boy, preg ofer? She'odom koveya sudosu alayayin b'shabosu v'yomim tovim. That's the nature of the din. The Koran also kiddush she'somech bosu dosu k'mo she'som k'nosu ala kiddush. It's nothing. It's only the word kiddush is a borrowed term, Rabosai. Friday night we take a cup of wine and have it before our meal. So to Shabbos morning, so we use the phrase Kiddush. Not really Kiddush, come on. Not really Kiddush. Lo mi Torah's Kiddush mamish. Nafgamina, shetomak fayotza chovas yom b'kiddush. There goes the Rambam. The Rambam writes, Perek Lama Lachates, and Yud, shetzorach likvoa kol suda mishlosh nalayayim. But the tzosh de kikros. Earlier he writes, Chav Tesla Lachayud, who mitzvah levorach al yayin kodem she yisod su de shnia. For lo yodano imdato le maides ha-shlishis. The big fight, what the Rambam's view when it comes to the wine at the third meal? Must it be before? Does it have a status of kiddush? Or perhaps not? Yes, sir?
And what does it simply mean to be kovei or
That's a good question. Can I have the yayin in the middle of the meal? So in the footnote, he discusses a little bit. The Torah quotes in Reish Tzadi Aleph, quote to the Rambam, Sarach lekadesh besuda shlishis. And the Miri says the same thing in the name of the Rambam. Kesef Mishnah says, no! It's enough to have yayin betok asuda, Rabosai. It's medayik from Perikov Tes. Can I make a bold statement? Can I make a bold statement? That perhaps you can have kiddush in the middle of the meal? Wow! Kiddush in the middle of a meal! That's ridiculous! You can't do it Friday night, and you can't do it Shabbos morning. You know why? You know why? Because you're not permitted to taste anything before the kiddush. Right? Also, Litom, according to one opinion, Tom and Makash. And according to the Rambam, the same Yisrael of Tim applies to Shabbos morning as well. Were it not, they say in Yeshivas, Lu Yitzuyu, there'd be no Yisrael to eat before Kiddush. You can have Kiddush in the middle of your meal. Kovei the Suda on the Kiddush. And guess what? Shalosh Shuras is exactly that according to the Rambam, at least according to those who claim that it has a status of Kiddush, which is the Torah. Didn't the Torah realize that the Rambam never said you have to have the wine before the meal of Shalosh Shuras? Here's the answer I'm suggesting, a bold answer. It's true. That even the first two meals, you could have Kiddush in the middle of the meal. It's a technical problem. You can't eat. You can't start the meal until you make Kiddush.
what do you mean by Marviach by calling that Kiddush?
That is what Kiddush is. As we said,
my Shulchan never uses the Lashon of Kiddush. My Shulchan is just
no. The Tur said, "Are we did a Tur?" So you got to read the Tur and see what he says. Without reading the Tur, we cannot be responsible. We have to go back to the original sources and see how the Tur understood the Rambam. You're talking like the way it gets more common these days, like based on the Kesef Mishnah. A Rambam says, tells you the Rambam says as follows. The Rambam says, got to find the right exact spot. Sorry. The cost of the Rambam's house, Gam Suda Shlishis Kovei Alayayin, Ubotzei Al Shtei Kikros. The Rosh says, Loya Mavarach Alayayin. Should the iskash yom lalayla in kiddush malayla b'sagi b'chadzimna for yom nagi b'sagi b'chadzimna, but he did have shtei kikros for lechemish v'shalashuris. But the way the Torah seems to be saying is gam besuda shlishis kovei alayayin abotzei shtei. He doesn't use the word kiddush, so you can't trust anybody. In the first instance, he says make kiddush. I don't see the word kiddush over here. Now. Second. V'horam, this is the quote here from the Shibole Haleket. Okay? He's quoting the Maharam in Rutenberg. No. A different Haram. Rav Meir, Rav Moshe, Rabo Shabbal Shibole Haleket. Oh, see, another Maharam. Mori Haram. Alright? This is Rebbe. Ani Rogel the Kadesh Besuda Shlishis. At least somebody said it. Maybe not our Rambam, as I'm going to call the Ram on the Ram. It's not the Ram Rambam, it's the Ram in Rutenberg. So another Ram, okay, but some Ram. Today everybody's a Ram. Rosh Masifta, everyone's a Ram. It gives a Shia, ninth grade, you're already a Ram. So Baruch Hashem. So, yeah, but some Ram or other said that you make Kiddush in Shalashunas. So I want to make a suggestion that maybe the Rambam holds that way. Even though he doesn't indicate you have to have it before the meal, maybe you can have Kiddush in the middle of the meal.
But that one never calls the Baruch Aleyayim of Shalashuris Kiddush.
He doesn't, you're right. But again, I'm reading for the footnote of Rabbeinu David. Footnote number 10. Tur HaRachayim, Shekostav Shudas HaRambam, Yi Shetorach LeKadosh Besuda Shlishis. No, it doesn't really say it. But the Meiri says it. So Miri is more of a source, an earlier source. Let's see the Miri. Some of you may have a Kovetz. If you have a Miri, the Miri Khan means Kuvav and Aleph. We'll find the Miri. He may use that expression called the Rambam. Now, who knows? How does the Miri refer to the Rambam? What's his name? Gedolei HaMechaberim. Everyone has a name by the Miri, but it's obvious. Gedolei HaMechaberim is the Rambam. No question about that. Let's take a look in the Miri Kuvav and Aleph. Here he says. Ugedolei HaMechaberim Kosvu. No. Ken Kosvu Gedolei HaMechaberim Sha'af Kiddush Zeh Tzorach Sh'yeh B'mokom Suda. No. V'chein Shu Tzorach B'chol Suda Shebeyom. Hey. Sounds like it's Kiddush. Sounds like it very much. Kiddush Zeh Shebechol Suda Shebeyom. Wow. I wonder, what about you went beyond three? Reb Chitke? Huh? You hear what I'm saying? Maybe even that should record to the. I'm just thinking aloud. Maybe also to be Masha, whatever. Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to say more than it says, but Kol Suda Shabiyam is an interesting turn of a phrase. Yes, sir?
Tosfos, in the beginning of the parable, says that you can make Kiddush at the end of a meal.
Yes, there's a suggestion. One day, now, Rabbi Olson, if we have time next week, if you have you ready to undertake a project next week? If we have time, Kiddush v'makom suda. Who wants to tackle it next week? All right, so we're going to try to tackle it. It's a major sugya. We only have a few days, but I'm going to try to do it. We'll see there that according to some of Farshim, I can have a Kiddush at the end of the suda, believe it or not.
So yeah. That would be hard to fit with the Rambam because that's not really kovei a suda.
Correct. Rabbi said, let me go a little bit further. We got a little bit too far afield over here. I'm reading you in the Rabbi Nadav. Okay. It always like the name Kiddusha Rabba. It's not real Kiddush. It happens even before you eat meals. It's like Kiddush. Not really Kiddush. Should have been called Kiddusha Zuta. He guys didn't realize the round about the Sagi Nor. He calls his Rebbe. He said it's a Sod Nela. Who was the Rabbi Nodav's Rebbe? Rabban. I was an expert in Kabbalah. Sod Nela. I'm not allowed to go near that. He doesn't even footnote it. I'm not sure because we don't know where the Rabban is, or he doesn't want to get involved in the Divrei Sod. No footnote on this, which is Halo Dabro. He has a soul there, yeah, but I'm not sure we're going to address this particular issue. In any event, Rabosai. So we say this Suda is not like Kiddush Hayom, Shiyotza Motzi. He paskins against the Ramo. He paskins against the Ramo. There's a long footnote about this one. Footnote 19. Rabosai, there's a Mordechai about this. Open to the Mordechai, please. I wrote down the page. You see the different page numbers in our different Mordechais. I wrote down what is. It's on that Kuf Aleph, I believe. I remember I wrote by the Big Dayesh Alamid. That's how was my simon. Look for the Big Dayesh Alamid, and that's how far we're looking for. No, wait a minute. Yeah. It's page Chav Dalet in our print. I think it's Lamed Hey Amud Aleph in the old print, if I recall correctly. It's right before it says in big letters, Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Beis Shinu Yayin. Okay, this is going on the Sugya Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph. He writes as follows: V'lasos Lahem, who's Lahem? Almonos is in the bottom. Birchas Hamotzi, Pshita Diaser. Rabbi said, did we discuss this in the last couple of days? We found somebody who disagreed with this Mordechai? Am I dreaming? Did we find anybody who said that I can make a bruch of Hamotzi Lechem and Arts for you, for your Lechem Mishnah, even though I do not eat the bread? Did we see anybody that said that? It's just a bad dream. I thought I saw someone said that. I was wondering. I said, we don't pass in that way. So sure enough, we don't. Because over here he says it does the Mordechai. Pshita, the Yasser. The Hainu Birchas Alechem. Dama Roshana Chavtes. Lo Yifros, Laorchin, Elam Kein, Ocha Lechem Yimoyim. Ukim okay. All the most of Tanis Chalom, B'Shabbos, Lo Yasa Brochel of Nei Beso. The cave and the Lekarak Birchas Bar Pregofen. Ooh. Shema Havik Ma Birchas Ayayim. Then the Yochel Ahotzi Achem came and they know Motzi Huatzma. So he suggests over here, against the Ramah we saw yesterday and Shir, that I cannot be Motzi somebody else in Kedusha Rabbah if I don't drink. Ramah's Mekel in the Shail. Ramah's Mekel in the Shail. But the Mordechai is Machmor in the Shail. Okay? Okay. Take a look in the Big Dayesh Alam and Beis. Where it's Lo B'Shayom and Lo Bo Mishum Kiddush V'Hodam HaShema. Why do you use the word Shema? Should the Ika Nami Svar L'Meim Ad Lo Damya? As the Beis Yos the quotes Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Sha'af al pi she'ena mevarach lebirchas hanen and came into mishum mitzvah the kaddish of mevarach motzi es acherim. That's the Ramah. Ramah quotes the Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Fascinating. We have this major dispute over here with regard to what's the nature of Kiddush Rabbah. Is it Kiddush or is it not Kiddush? The Ramah says it is Kiddush. And you would apply the principle of what? Yotza Motzi, as you do Kiddush Friday night. However, the Mordechai suggests that it really is not Kiddush. And therefore, we would not apply the principle of Yotza Motzi to Kiddush Rabbah. No, it's limited to Kiddush Friday night, which is real Kiddush. That's how the Rebbe Nadav seems to be going, and that kind of a mahalach. Not really Kiddush, it's just called Kiddush with a figure of speech. It's not really Kiddush, come on. What are you kidding? It's Kiddush, it's not really Kiddush. Not really Kiddush, it's called Kiddush. That's a possibility. And again, there is quite a dispute in this regard in terms of some of the details. Let's go discuss some of the other details that we saw in terms of what the Rishonim say. So Rabbi David also discusses the issue of whether one may eat before Kiddush Rabbah. According to this opinion, that it's not really Kiddush. Poshet she'en leser olav achila beperes minatagima kodem Kiddush deshul yom. She'en o Kiddush. Keep saying it. It's not really Kiddush. What do you mean? You know why it's not Kiddush? Kvon is Kaddish b'Kiddush alayla. What's this here, Abosai? Have you ein yisr chalal yisr? Ein Kiddush chalal Kiddush? So even though we mentioned yesterday, there's supposed to be a Das Kedem somewhere, so I haven't found it. Maybe Mordechai was thinking, maybe it's in Parshas Re'eh, by Taktish Lashem Alokecha, by Kol HaBachor. We couldn't find it in this.
I don't think those...
Doesn't go that far?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't want to find it. Supposedly, it's quoted away from a Das Kedem HaSholem somewhere. Tos HaSholem, but okay. But you can't make it, you can't superimpose the same exact thing twice. You're going to make Kiddush Friday night, you're going to make it again Shabbos morning. What are you doing? That makes no sense. B'pshuta. But Rav Rabbeinu Moshe Zal, the Rambam, says, Osu lo litam klum kodem Kiddush deh. Rabbi Nadav's last two words are, ve'eno klum. Ve'eno klum. Rambam is nothing. Who else says that? You saw. The Ravid said the Rambam is eno klum. Is there a Rambam in this room? I forgot to bring my Rambam in. Okay, there is none. But the Rambam says it's nothing. It's ain't no klum. It's a bad svar. He doesn't like it. It's not true. So the Rambam is like Rabbeinu David. It's not considered to be Kiddush. It's just a birchas and then to be somehow connected to the Suda. Whereas according to the Rambam, presumably it is Kiddush. The Rambam will probably hold like the Rambam, Yotza Motzi, right? Also Litom, etc. Whereas the Rabbeinu Yeruv, whereas the Rabbeinu David, who says it's not Kiddush, you don't see Yotza Motzi, see there's no way to eat before it either. Ad kan, what we've seen in Rabbeinu David. So far so good. Now we're going to turn our attention to the Maram Chalava. It's also on the Maram Bekomos. I believe I wrote it down. Am I correct? Maram Chalava Kuvav Divimasal Bayom and Ula Inyan. So those who have a maram or have access to one through a kovetz or something, should please open up. And if you don't have it, I'll read it to you briefly. I'm not going to read the whole thing. Maram is where? After the Ramban. Can't get the order over here. You're a table of contents. They don't give you a table of contents. What page is everything? Probably not. Oh, maybe there is. Hold on. Yes. Maram Chalava, page Resh Nun Hey. Okay. Very thin paper, this covers it with. Resh Nun Hey. Here we are. Well, I'm reading to you. It's page Reish Samach Zayin. Okay? It's not Kiddush. The Rambam is wrong. It's not Kiddush Mamash. It's already Kaddish Hayom. Nothing. Therefore comes two more Chidushim. What? Both of it's not Kiddush. What are the two Chidushim? One, Yotzi Yotzi Motzi, contra the Ramo. Two, it's Mutal Litom, Kantra Rambam. Three, Noshim Pturos Mimenu. How do you like that? Ah, Yeshtavish, Mir Yeshtavish. But Tzchir, is that Tzchir? It's nothing. It's Mang Rama. And so I saw growing up in Beirav in the Yeshiva, he says the Maram Chalav Eidus, Bein Behetar Achila, Bein b'ptur nashim. I saw growing up, says the Rambam, real life. Where's the Rambam Chalava from? Which Bei Rav did he go to? Which yeshiva? Look it up. Where's this Bei Rav? Okay? And then he says, quoting from the Rambam, Sarah Kiddush Zeh B'chol Sholosh Sudah Shal Shabbos. He calls it Kiddush. So we have three differences so far. What? Noshim, Yotamotzi, and Tima. Difference number four. Yomtiv. The Rambam says yes. And some say no. Not on Yomtiv. What does that mean? Obviously, if it's Kiddush, it's on Yomtiv too. Those who hold it's not Yom, not Kiddush, they maybe don't need on Yomtiv either. Based on Zohar, Sema Shabbos, the Kachor is only by Shabbos, not by Yomtiv at all. Quote to Tosefta Masechta Brachos, Alma Yomtiv Ein Bo Kedushas Hayom Alakos. So those are the four differences, Rabbosai. Big difference, a lot of differences. Four significant differences, Rabbosai, whether it's Kiddush or not Kiddush. That's another good question. Another interesting question. Would you require a Malkam Suda? That's a good point. I don't know. I haven't seen it yet so far.
Even if it's not Kiddush, the point is just to be Koveya your Suda on one. Maybe it should still be in the same location.
Maybe. I don't want to say because I don't know. Yes, I'm sorry.
What about for a shiur? Or a malalugma?
You have to have a malalugma. You're saying if it's a din of Kiddush, you'd have to have a malalugma. If not, then maybe not. I don't know. The poskim say that generally speaking, ideally at least, when it comes to any kosher bracha, it's proper to have a malalugma. So this would probably be no different. But the kuva, even my Kiddush is a machlokes, which we spoke about, and we'll come back a little later today. But this is the question. These are all serious questions, Rabbi Osai. And I don't have the answers, they're open questions. What I want to talk about going forward is a Chiddush Gadol Ma'od, Rabbi Osai. A Chiddush Gadol Ma'od of the Brisker Rav. There's a Chiddush, a wild Chiddush. The Shmir Shabbos quotes it and says that it's not the Minhag. Who knows what I'm talking about? Who knows a Brisker Chumah by Kiddusha Rav? Anybody?
You have to drink.
Everyone has to drink. Everybody has to drink. Yeah. It's printed in a few svarim in the name of the Brisker Rav. The Shmir Shabbos has it. I think it's in Moed Muzmanim. Where's the Moed Muzmanim? I took it out of the shelf. I brought it up here and I couldn't find it upstairs or downstairs. If you find it downstairs, do me a favor, put it back on my if you can. If you see it in the it was on my desk. Somebody took it. And I went downstairs to look for it, down where the first floor wasn't there either. This virus. It's called Gimel. Gimel Dalet Hay or something like that. There he also quotes from the Brisker Rav, but I don't have it because I couldn't find it. I mean, I should look again. I have it here from the Shmir Shabbos Kul Chasa, who also discusses this question. Does everybody have to drink from the coast of Kiddusha Rabbah? It's a question. It's a legitimate question. So, quotes the Brisker Rav, and the Brisker Rav is a very nice Kiddush, but it's against many Rishonim. Let's see if I can find where it's from. Yeah, there's a whole parak of Kiddusha Rabbah. Entire Kiddusha Rabbah. Which parak is it in Shemir Shabbos? Parak Nun. Everyone has it, it's in Perek Nun. That's what he talks about. Perek Nun. He writes as follows. Yesh Misha Omer. I actually put it up, it's up on top. It's an amazing thing. You know, it's almost semi-apocryphal, but it's up on top. Yesh Misha Omer and Siftes, Shebekiddush Zeh Yachpe Shekolechem, and I'm assuming my Yossi, that Kiddush Gam Yitah Mikos Kiddush. Umikomakom Rovat Sibur Nogan Logamud. That's another statement. Rovat Sibur. Ruba de Ruba de Ruba. A briska chumra. Who said Ruba Siva? Shmat Rishon Mezal. No one keeps this. Yud Zayim. Kach Yudua b'shem agriz mi brisk zatzal. What's the lamdus? Okay, when she got killed, she was not for a suda. She used to yai for a suda, not a shivusa. Lo maspik, im lo used to kolach a meyain shel kiddush. Tells you to look and shoot river was a fry from Avtechus. I looked it up, nothing much there. But he says, against Tosfos. What Tosfos? Take a look at Tosfos. Kuf, Vav, Om, and Aleph, have a goch. We haven't seen really the Gemara yet. Carefully. Take a look over here. Very important Gemara. Very important Tosfos. Start again. Ravashi Ikla de Mechuza. Did we read this story yet? Maybe, how far did we get when we learned it? We read it? Once, at least? Yes? Thank you. Ravashi Ikla de Mechuza. Habulei Liknush de Makidusha Rabba. Ooh. Habulei. They gave a big cup of wine. They had no idea what they were talking about. Some of my Nikidusha Rabba. Omar, he said to himself, Michti kol ha-brachos kula, bar pragafen, ami bereisha. So let's see what happens. Omar bar pragafen, va'agid ben, he stalled. Chazil ha-hu sabba de gochen v'shasi, a certain older person bent down and drank. Korayin ha-shei, ha-chok ha-meinu b'rosho, the whole thing is just bar pragafen, says Tosfos. Havi gochen v'shasi. V'yim tomar, he says in brachos, ein ha-misubin v'asho, lito ha-mat shito ha-mavarech. V'yish lomar, Look, I'm not making a broch at all. I'm not drinking it at all, right? Rabbi Sai, isn't he saying beferish what the Ramo said? No, because not necessarily Yotza Motz. Here maybe he wasn't Yotza yet. But you can't tell. But in any event, I don't have to drink, so therefore, One minute. Those who shown him who argue with the Ramah. That's it's important to see this. The small print is always important. The Ramah said, this Ramah that we saw before was in Reish Ayin Gimel. I think it was Sif Dalet, if I'm not mistaken. What did it say? I feel the Bekidah Shalyom B'Shachwes B'Shabbos Mutal Lassos Kain. What does Lassos Kain mean? I'm Imotziu, even though I'm not eating there. I'm Imotziu, even though I was already Yotze, I don't plan to be Yotze, I still can be Imotziu. Those who deny it and say Rabosai, you don't say Af al pishi yotza motzi when it comes to Kiddush in the daytime. How far do they go? We already saw the Rabbeinu David. Let's read the words a little bit more carefully. One moment, please. Eino kibircha seyayin shel Kiddush hayom. Shavapisha Yotza Motzi. The Afka Shalom Yotza, he says, Eino Rashar Levorcho Selim Ken Yishto Minayayin. He takes two steps, says the Rabbeinu David. One, you don't say Yotza Motzi. And two, even if I wasn't Yotza yet, I still cannot make a bracha for you. Isn't that against enough in the Tosfos? Didn't we just read the Tosfos for Karet? What did the Tosfos say over here? Tosfos said, why is it unique? Why didn't he have to wait for the why wouldn't the who Saba wait for Rav Ashi? He explains why, no? Aval Kiddush ein chov alishtos lamavarech. I don't have to drink it at all. Ain't tzorach. What do you mean I don't have to drink it at all? How can it be Yotze? So obviously he's going against at least that aspect of Rabbeinu Dov. He doesn't say Yotze Motzi. Maybe he would. Let's go further. Skipping a little bit. Yeah, maybe everybody had his own cup in front of him. In that kind of case, Gochen Vishasi. I'm not using someone else's cup. We'll be kind of shlochiach if that's the case. Shane Sarek, I'm less for six lines. Lishbok Mikol Shabrochel Shakosost. He's independent, drinking his own cup. Unless it's pogum. Fine. He brings a Yerushalmi, a Bayamotzi. Fine. So now what line is the Shmir Shabbos quoting that's against the Briskerov? This is the line. Ava bekidush ein chovo lishtos amavarech. An often a mefurish line against the Briskerov, Toma Kedusha Rabba. Black and white. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, no. Maybe Tosfos only means like this. The cave on Sha'afim amavarech for us yedecho vasa. Yachlu levarech b'yor pergofen. Rak ha-shomel b'vad yishte. If it already was Yotzei. V'chein ein ha-shomen tzrich l'hamten lo. That was he already was Yotzei. Aye, but at the end of Tosfos says, Rak b'lechem mishna tzrichim l'hamesubin lechol b'psiyoso. Masha sh'shtiyas ha-shomim apik d'sharaba. Ein ha-makeves. And the Rosh seems still to say in that way again. To ein chova rak sh'yitom echot. Black on white. Against the Briskerov. The answer is our boss, of course it's against the Briskerov. Doesn't bother him. It's a machlokos that he's shown him. What's the nature of Kiddush Rabbah? And the Briskerov, Kedargo, is choshesh for das Rishonim, which is not found in the Ramah. The Ramah says, based upon the Tosis and the Rosh and all the good thoughts of Shlomo Zalman quotes, that Kiddush Rabbah is the of Kiddush. A din of Kiddush, so I can be motzi you, whether I was Yotzi, not Yotzi, it's right, I can motzi no matter what. But if you hold Rabbi Osai that Kiddush Rabbah is not Kiddush, so what is it then? Some kind of new din of Kvir Suda Alayayin, everybody has to be Koveya. And the Briskov was Chosh Vidal Shitas, which said, well, we had four possible Afghaminas already. What was it? Chazim, we had the four possible Afghaminas, Tima beforehand, women, Yontif, Yotzamotzi, not me number five, must everybody drink? The Briskerov, it's been kosher for the Shita, it's not really Kiddush. Can't be any riots against it from Tosfos and the Rosh Avada, it's about Chlokos and Rishonim. Shlomo Zalman got all excited that the Briskerov's against the Tosfos. The Briskerov is bothered by a Tosfos. It only helps it's kosher for a different Shita than Rishonim. So I thought this was really not to the point almost, yes.
Why wouldn't it apply on Yom Tov?
Again, all these are potential nafkaminis. Maybe not young, maybe not women. Maybe it's more than a drink before. You know, it's not mukhrach, but that's what I'm. That's what we just saw in the Rishonim. That's what we saw in the Rishonim.
What's the potential nafkamina? That if it's actual kiddush, then it wouldn't.
It's real kiddush. This apply to women. This apply to yontif. Da can't eat before. Not kiddush, then all those three might not apply. Potentially. Anyway, this Barbosa has an important idea. Before I go further, I'm going to forget again. We have this a magazine called Hakira. Very fascinating. So this just came out, I think, last month. Hakira has a fascinating piece by Ari Zivotofsky, Wine from Avdullah, Women and Beards. He likes to debunk Baba Mises. But even I love him. Even when he's debunking them, he always finds, well, there's some source. There's something there. Every Baba Mises has something to hold on to. So you must have heard this about women, but right? Everyone knows about the... Who never heard of the idea of a woman doesn't want to talk because of a beard? Never heard of it before? Really? You're a distinct minority. I've almost never heard about these things. Do you have any sisters? I don't get it. Okay, good. All right. So, Sarah Bosai, we approach this from two different ways, from a pure Litvish way and from a more esoteric way. So I brought in the Har Tzvi that I made reference to yesterday. I have it. Cheap Pesach Frank. The Har Tzvi is found in Or HaChaim, Simen Kuf Nun Dalet, Siv Kotten Beis. He quotes from his relative, Rabbi Zalman, famous Rabbi Zalman Meltzer, who suggested that women, I'll read it to you, it's a very short citation, very short. Listen to this. Sheiri HaGona, Rabbi Zalman Meltzer, Zatzal, gave a reason, Mibchinat Halacha, Al zeh shenogu anoshim shalom litom miyayin shel kos avdolah. Because the Magen Avraham called, look at the shalom, was al pi sod. Al pi sod that Chava wanted to be mavdil between herself and her and other Mauritian, and says that's why she got damnida as a result of that. So that's what she said. And Eitz Hadas was from Geffen. That's what the Shaloh says. No, we can give a brisk litmus of pshat. What? On a choshen shema aloch kashidas ha'omrim the noshim pturus me abdala. Okay. L'shita zu ha'omein shehi osa abirchas ha'or of abdala have a hefzik ben bar pragofan shiyotzes mi piabal l'shtiyo. How do you like that? It's printed. It's printed. Says it's cheap Pesach Frank. Nah. Yesh la'ayin k'tzas b'zeh. There is sof kol sof yichayev as la'avl misofik. V'gam chiyuv misofik havi chiyuv. V'sula havi hefzik. You already pointed out, and it is what we call hesach adas. If it's no hesach adas, it's not considered to be a hefzik. He, the rabbi, must I hear my husband make Abdullah? Yes. So lochol ha'maisel, yes, how can you call it hesach adas? You're doing what the rabbi said. Not asking what the Yankees did yesterday. How can you hold that a hefzik? It's fascinating, Rabbi Osai. There is this is from Chi Pesach. He has a few other quotations on this. One is in Yomim Noroim, Simon Vov. Again, this is he's such a fascinating Talmud Chacham. It's one of the wonderful things that he has a grandson who has a fascinating Hosafos in the Mikroi Kodesh. Here we go, Simon Vov. Hey, if I make Shechayanu, should be a hefsik. Second day Rosh Hashanah, maybe not required. Pre-Kodosh. So I already made Shechayanah before, so I don't have to say it, so it's a hefsik. We spoke about this yesterday, at some length. Says the footnote 4. Why in this funny case we already asked? Every case should be questioned, as we spoke about yesterday. Every case is questioned hefsik. That was the Avnei Nezer that was on the screen yesterday. What must you say? It's a suffix. It's not a hefsik. Why? The kol apsul shall hefsik bein brachol l'shtiyah v'shem hesach adas. Sveg adino hesach adas. That's exactly what he said in the Har Tzvi. Word for word. Word for word. On the bottom, he quotes another Har Tzvi. Simen kuf samach dalet. What did I quote before? It was Kuf Nun Dalet? What did I say before? Kuf Nun Dalet. Let's look at Kuf Samar Dalet. There we go. Kuf Samar Dalet. Whoa. This is the case we mentioned yesterday. I made Abdullah, and I was about to drink it. Oops, I made Abdullah before. This is Abdullah Levatolo. Second Abdullah. You don't make Abdullah twice. What's it in? So we spoke about it a little bit yesterday. Maybe it is hefsek, maybe it's not a hefsek. Kut erev and daf nun. Afilu mu'osa shtei pulos to shenkiyim mitzvah achas u'mistapek b'eze pula mekaymas ha-mitzvah haynu shen yodua lo b'eze pula yekaymas ha-mitzvah v'osa shtei misofek en levarach hazeh afo bishem v'mona shach mekayim huas ha-mitzvah adi achas min ha-pulos ומדינה צורך להסשתן מתור הסופק. בכל מקום, כיוון דאפשר שעירי הפולה השנייה מקיים את המצווה, הבי פולה ראשונה כהפסק בין הברוכה לקים המצווה, ובמקום אחר הרחתי בזה. No footnotes here. Based on the most ערבים, on the afternoon. So it's a problem of הפסק, he says. I quote the Mogan Avram, we saw yesterday, the one you have with Xerox. Reish, Ayin, Aleph, Sifkot, Lam, and Beis. What happened? He thought it was wine, it's really water. So what do you do? You don't need a new bar of pregofen. Why? That was the bracha levatol, the kiddush. Since you thought it was Yayin, it's not considered to be a hefsek. Kiveger holds the reverse. Kiveg asked the Kasha and the Mogan Avram. Reish Ayin Aleph Lamed Beis. Did we ever see that? No, I keep forgetting. for some reason I'm so upset Rabbi Akiva Eger didn't make it to the Bar Ilan yet. So you, I didn't put it, wasn't on the on what you have come. I'll read it to you. You all have it in front of you. Reish Ayin Aleph Sifkot Lamed Beis. Beautiful print from the Bar Ilan. But it's a Mogan up with this a Rabbi Akiva Eger, where he says Angel of Baruch Shenis Baruch Begoven. Why? Kema de Nusach HaKiddush Shema Al Kosu Shalmayim Lo Abi Kiddush Teh Havi Hefsi Bein Bruchas HaBar Pagavon the Vishtios Yain Acher. This guy started the whole thing, he spoke about the Gnai Al Kosu. We all started this book with this Rabbi Akiva Eger. If you remember at the beginning, we spoke about these in Yon. Anyway, this is the Har Tzvi in Kuf Samach Dal. But he has another source. He had a third, aside from Yom Naroim Vav, Har Tzvi Kuf Nun Dal, Har Tzvi Kuf Samach Dal, he's had another source, a fourth source in Rabbi Tzvi Pesach. That's in Likroi Kodesh on Pesach. Okay. This is Chelik Beis. Oh. Mike Taylor, whoa! A guy made a Shechyon on Shvi'i Shel Pesach. Ah! It only happened in my imagination. It happened in real life. It had to happen. How could it not happen? Uv Dahavi. He was about to drink the wine, he realized he made a mistake. What should he do? Maybe Shechyon is a Hefsek. Hagra Shaz Oyerbach Omar to Lohavi Hefsek. Shlem Zalm? He's been a young man. He's ready then from the Gedolim. Right? Why? Hefsek means Hesek Adas Mea Bracha. And at that point in time, he thought he was Chayev in Shechyon. Not Hesek Adas. What's the raya for the same Mogan Avraham? The Rebbe Tzvi Pesach knows his Torah to sleep. The same Mogan Avraham made an extra kiddush for nothing. His answer to Kiv Egas Kasha. The same thing is going, Erev and Afnun. Oh, it's just a verbatim quote. What's the Mogan Avraham? I and Har Tzvi Shom Simen Lamed Vav. Lamed Vav. Then he quotes, yes, a fifth source of Rosai. We found the Mokom Acher, thanks to the footnote here. What's Simon Lamed Vav? Let's take a look. Oh. He made a bracha by mistake on Tfilin Rabbi Natan. Must he make a new bracha on Tfilin Shel Rashi? Okay, that can easily happen. People have, they have put them both in their talis, and they pulled out the wrong one. Wow. What's it in? Fascinating. Oh. So in the, he has a Gemara Erevin. He tells like this. Listen carefully. The Hanukkah itself should be considered a hefsek. Rashi Erevin Afnun, Meiser Behema. If Yotu Shnayim Basir Vikron Asiri, Asir Vachadus Vimurabin Zebazeh. Says Rashi, one of them is Meiser, the other one is not. They require tnufa, chaza, shok, smicha. Libi omer, says Rashi. Deinem avarech ala tnufa vala smicha. Tlo levi brocha levatola. What's wrong? Do tnufa on both zechars? Must be hefsek. The first one is the tenth and doesn't require tnufa. Ah, one is a shlomo, one is a mice, I'm sorry. So here too? Ben Thomas Tefillin instead of Rashi. That's what he's driving on over here. He's shtak makbet over here in terms of what's considered to be a hefsek, even though it doesn't seem to be a hefsek. That's the question. So here he has his follows. Umidivri Amish the Brewers. This is the grandson. Rabosai, footnote 1 in Mikroi Kodesh, Pesach Beis, Simon son of Beis, footnote 1, page ratio. Mitzvah Adayin ein lachakach amal lochul. Says the Mishnah Berurah over there. Kama b'chol birchas ha-mitzvahs o'anene sh'tzorach sh'dach z'l'vorach im hifzik techem ha-karabrocha af quote im yodea b'birur sh'lo isiach dato t'kevin lo hiskel adayin ba-mitzvah ein lo ha-chakach ha-mal lochul t'tarte binam sh'lo yeser adas v'gam sh'yia la-brocha al-mal lochul has to be chal on something. Wow. That's a chiddush. Then kuf mem is talking about kriyas haTorah. That's the actual context over there. That's the context. Over here, both sides taught to connected to our case. Why? Because the Bore Priyagafim was already chal. It was chal on the wine. Just made Shechayana in between. Why the grandson is introducing this idea that it's more than Hesach Adas. That's not chal on something. It's very nice, but I don't know if it's relevant to this particular case of Shechayana. I'm just making a comment. I'm not sure maybe he didn't mean it that way. He's throwing in his two cents on the din of Shlomo Zalman, who's making about that Shvi'ish Pesach Skidur Shachayanu. I don't see why it's relevant, frankly, to that case. Back to the beards. So he's like this. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah today, I was smart and I brought in the Chelik Bey's Mishnah Berurah. Yesterday, I was looking for. I brought it. Now we have it. Okay. Kuf Tzadi Tes. Sharatzin Sivkotin Vov, a fascinating Sharatzin. This is why are women not chayav in Zimun? Why not? Ubeisha Gnai Hadover. What's a Gnai? She'd have a kosher brach. Whoa. Talk about political incorrectness. You can't have a woman to have a kosher bracha is Shana Gnai. Why is it a Gnai? Why? Not sure. So Rabbi Zivotofsky makes the following suggestion. Maybe it's a Gnai because really women shouldn't be drinking. It's bad enough when men drink, Rabosai. The terrible thing that when men drink are incalculable, but women have their threshold for alcohol, or to quote hold their liquor, is lower. First of all, they weigh less as a rule. That's just a little bit, I mean, that's a little function of the weight. And they're female. It's a different. They're made of different stuff. So Chazal are not into giving women wine. It's not so safe. Of course, my eldest daughter, the Pnei Yeshua, in Ksuba Stav Samachay, Amud Aleph. I really shouldn't be giving them wine for Kiddusha Rabbah. Because the river is Ephraim. You shouldn't give them wine for Purim. And it should, B'nai Ben Yaman on the Rambam, I don't know what it is, Peg Vav Alach Yud Zayin, and Nuchas Yantif, that women shouldn't be drinking wine. Now it's basically a Gemara, fundamentally, right? Look in Perek Arvim, our Perek Arvim Psochem. No, just turn a few blads. Nothing more. Tell you what Simchas Yantav is. Where's that Gemara? Kuf Tes. Where is it? Where's that Gemara? There we go. Chay at Kuf Tes Amin Aleph at the 10th line. Chay of Adon V'Sameach Bonav V'Bnei Beis LeBeRegel V'Samachta B'Chagecha B'Bem V'Samcham B'Yayin. Rabbi Yud Omer Hanoshin B'Roilem V'Noshin B'Roilem Hanoshin B'Roilem B'Yayin V'Noshin B'Mai B'Bigdei Tzivonim or Bigdei Pishtanim. I'm about to say, one prefers a new dress to a good cup of wine. Statement for the Gemara. I think it's still true. It's also more expensive a dress than a cup of wine. But in any event, we can argue that they don't want to give the women with wine. It's not good for them. That's what he suggests, that the reason why women don't drink from Havdalah is not so much Havdalah as such, despite the esoteric reason of the shalah, or the, how should we say it, the litvish reason of a Mrs. Alman, more that they should be drinking wine bichlal. Bichlal, they should be drinking wine. Why do they do? We samech them with new clothes. But then he comes up with his last line, an amazing barabaka. He's unbelievable, very creative. The beards, where did the beards come from? Listen to this. Daga b'gemara in Masechta Moed Katan. This is really creative. Masechta Moed Katan. Daf Tesef it Beis. Well, the Gemara discusses things, something about beer. That beer has a propensity to make beards grow in women. Yeah, yeah. It's a whole discussion about on Chalamayit, what they take, certain processes that they do in order to remove their body hair. Well, it's the last line of Testament base. It's like this. In a certain house, the Shasi Shikra Bayan Banse Tafla, his daughters require things that were in the body or the facial hair. It says Rashi, the Sheikha Megal Aseir, etc. Anad Lo Shasina Shikra. Lo bayan bansin tafla. My daughters don't need all this garbage. They're naturally beautiful. They don't need this stuff to remove, this hair removal. What do they do? They need electrolysis? What do they do these days to remove body for the woman? What do they do? Ooh, you see advertisements. Ooh. Yeah, our boy's side. We should know from these things. But it happens. So he has the following suggestion from Zivotofsky. No one could afford wine in Europe. That's partially. You see Mishnah Berurah all over there. They couldn't afford wine. It was too expensive. They couldn't get the wine. So what they use, Abdullah? They use what? Beer. Chamar Medina. Come on, Kuvzayin. Chamar Medina works for Abdullah. Now it's true. It could be only if there's no wine available at all. The fact that it's expensive may not carry the day. But okay, that was a minig Yisrael in those days. So since they made Abdullah on wine, on beer, and we all know the women don't want to drink beer because beer is going to make their hair grow before Shigamara. Hence it came out. The women don't drink from the Abdullah, no matter what they use. Ad Khan, his suggestion. So it's not a complete Baba Maisa about the drinking from the wine of Abdullah would make a Greek. It means from the beer of Abdullah, which was used to have more commonly in Europe. Ad Khan, Dvar of HaKadoshim, printed in Chakir. I wanted to share with you his very original insights into this Indian. Okay, on both sides. That's done. So now let us turn. Yes.
Just going back to the Kiddush Rabbah,
yeah.
According to the Rishonim that hold that it's not based off of Kiddush, would it be based off of Oneg?
Presumably, it's presumably connected to the actual Seuda. That's what's presumably connected.
And would that have anything to do with Simchas Santa? Even though on Shabbos I'm saying, would it be like, I don't know, Kain Doraisa of Simchas Santa?
Maybe. You know, I only have 10 minutes to go. What I'm going to try to do, therefore, is to give you a preview of the Rav Shia, which I want to talk to you about on Sunday, the Siyata Deshmaya. Did I discuss with you yet among an Avram in Hilchos Yom Kippur with Rabbi Kivega? I don't think I did that yet. But, you know, since Yom Kippur, so we have another week for that, let's postpone that also till next week. So let me just in the remaining time, discuss a few minutes what the Rav had to say on this very interesting topic of Kiddush Rabbah. The what's pshat in this machlokes? Rabbi said the Rav's major yisod in that whole long shir is that the kiddush is the koveya of Suda Shabbos, and he felt that the machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid, is how many koveim do we require? According to the Ravid, once you have one koveya, the very first kiddush you made Friday night, that's koveya all the sudas. And the Rambam says no. You require a kaviyas for each and every suda. So you have to have a koveya for the Friday night suda. You have to have a koveya for the Shabbos morning suda. Shalashudas, we already spoke about this. I'll question what that really means in the Rambam. It's not completely clear. Maybe even for that as well. Now, The Rav suggested as follows. I'm going to give you a brief synopsis of what he said in the 18 pages. I'm not going to tell you the whole thing. He said as follows. The Kiddush and Tefillah is connected to the Issa Malacha. After all, what do we say Friday night in our davening? What do we talk about? We talk about the Menucha of Shabbos, the Yenucha of Yisrael, right? We talk about the requirement to stay away from Malacha. That's connected to the Easter of Malacha. And therefore the Gemara in Brachos Daf Chav Zayin said like this. The Gemara says that a person may daven mincha early on Friday. Excuse me, what did I say before? I apologize. Ma'ariv. A person can daven Rav. Rav daven Ma'ariv early on Friday before the sunset on Friday night. The Gemara has a discussion exactly what may be done on Friday night. That's a Gemara over here on both sides. Chav Zayin Amud Beis, the last narrow line. One Amoraim is Tzolei Shel Shabbos Berev Shabbos. Rav. Omer Kedush Alakos? Oh, ain't Omer Kedush Alakos. Toshma? Yes. Frek the Rav. What's the Havamina? That Rav davened early, but wouldn't make Kiddush al HaKosa. What's the difference? Double or nothing, Rabbi Osai. Double or nothing! So they have a beautiful answer. The Gemara suggested originally that Tosefta Shabbos is only what? The extension of the Issa Malacha. That's all it can achieve. And if all it can extend is all it can achieve is an extension of the Issa Malacha, then you can daven Ma'ariv. Because Ma'ariv, Rabbi Osai, is intimately connected with Issa Malacha. You talk of Yenucha by Yisrael. It's as to the specifics of Issa Malacha, which is extended. However, Kiddush, the Gemara suggests, at least originally, you cannot make Kiddush in on Friday night when the sun is still shining. Why, Rabbi Osai? Because if the Rav put it in his own beautiful expression, on Shabbos there are two. How should I say it? Coexisting Shabbosos. It's the Shabbos of Issa Malacha, as he put it, and it's the Shabbos of Kovod Va'oneg. The Kiddush and davening is related to the Issa Malacha. The Kiddush on the coast is related to the Kovod and the Oneg. And therefore, perhaps Rav was able to bring Shabbos early. Bring Shabbos and Urdan and create Issa Malacha, which justifies davening Ma'ariv, but perhaps is no introduction of a Kavod Va'oneg early, in which case you would not be able to make Kiddush early either. That was the Gemara's Shaila Masechta Brachos, Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis. That's the very reason for the Issa to drink or to taste anything before Kiddush. Why? What's the big deal? Te'ima. Not discussing you're going to have a big meal, you're afraid you're going to forget Kiddush. Te'ima, mashu. Even that's not allowed. Let's take a look just to show you how far it goes. We've seen it before, but we'll just see it again briefly. The Gemara Adolviyem Mesech Pesachim on Daf Kuf Vov Omud Beis. Tom Eino Mekadosh. On the sixth line. Finished. Once you atone, you're not Mekadosh. Fek the Rav. Is an Issa Tima before Tefillah Shachas. And despite what some Hasidim do, you're not supposed to have anything before Shachas, but Peshutta. Would you ever enter your mind that if you were Toya before Shachas, you shouldn't have a Shachas? It's a Knas Azah. What does it mean? What's the Havamina? We don't pass it. What's the Havamina? A Toya Meina Mekadosh. So Toya is trying to creep out of it by saying, it means Ad Lamochor, Mekadosh tomorrow. Psa. What is that all about? You have to do Kiddush on empty stomach? What is that all about? So the Rav thought, no, that the whole nature of the Mechi of Kiddush al HaKos over and above, and the contradistinction too, the Kiddush and Tefillah is connected to the Shabbos of Kavod V'Oneg. And it has to be the introduction to the Kavod V'Oneg of the night and of the day respectively, Kavod Lail and Kavod Yom. So if Kiddush is not the first thing you eat on Shabbos Friday night, it's not the first thing you eat Shabbos morning, You blew it! The whole purpose of the Kiddush is to usher in the cover of the only Dika Shabbos. As far as the Issa Malacha Dika Shabbos, you already took care of it in Shemot Esrei. So according to one opinion, Tom and Amavdil, Meiridik. Ah, what a pshat. What a pshat. What a pshat. This is a remarkable interpretation. And again, the Machlokas Rambam and the Ravid would be presumably on the Sfer Nekuda. Is it for one Kiddush for all three meals? Or no, every meal, certainly the night and the day. And Shalosh Shudas, again, was still a little bit not clear on what's with the Chikas HaRambam. This explains, the Rav said, why, according to one opinion, Kiddush Alayayim is Doraisa. Because its essence is being Koveya Suda with the Ayin, and he's assuming the Rav that Sudas are Doraisa. That's not completely clear. It's derived from Oneg, it's derived from Hayom. Not clear that it was a real din of Doraisa. But the Kiddush is linked with it. That's why you don't want to use wine, you can use Pas. What's Pas? Is the answer. If the purpose is what? It's to be Koveya Suda Alayayin. So you don't have to have a wine preceding the Pas. The Pas itself is a type of, if you will, a type of Kiddush, which is the meal itself. Merit. This explains, and we're going to have to end with this. Two more things, briefly. What do you do? We mentioned Rav Goldberg, Shalita, and Purim. He brings Shabbos straight. Purim's not going to catch. Right? But that's the Psak La'alacha. Shmuel said that. Look at the Gemara. You'll see it's not so poshut that that's what you're supposed to do. Open back to the very opening daf in Arvei Pesachim, please. Kufa Manav. Kuf Amud Av. So Machlokas over here, halfway down, Mavsikil L'Shabbos is the Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, Ein Mavsikil L'Shabbos. So Machlokas. What's Shmuel's Pshara? The last four lines. In Alech Alok Rav Yehuda, Alok Rav Yossi, and the Poris Mapa Mekadosh. What are they fighting about? So Rav Yehuda holds Rav Osai, there's no need to stop. You know why? Because this meal is a weekday meal. You can spit wooden nickels and stand on your head, it'll still remain a weekday meal. So why bother making Kiddush? Finish the meal as long as you want. Right? And then start all over again. With a Shabbos take a meal. So he said, keep going. That is the opinion of Rabbi Yud. Rabbi Yud says, no, you have no right to eat now. You have no right to eat. It's now Shabbos. What must you do? What must you do according to Rabbi Yossi? Mavsikin. I got the Mavmor backwards. Rabbi Yossi says, Mavsikin. Rabbi Yud says, Mavsikin. You have to completely stop the meal. Stop. How do you stop? What do you blow a whistle? How do you stop? So what you require is what we call Akiras HaShulchan. You uproot the Shulchan, your bench, and start all over again. And Shmuel says, no, in order to create the remainder of the Suda as a Suda's Shabbos, it's enough to cover the Mappa and to make Kiddush. Take a look, if you will, in Rashi over here. Kuf Heyam at base. I believe it's Kuf Heyam at base. Is it here? It's on Aleph. Looks like it's on Aleph. Here it is. Kuf Heyam and Aleph. Eighth line. Nafstik v'nikfel l'shabta. Let's stop the meal and have a new Suda Shabbos. Omlo tzrichesu. Shabta kovo nafsha. Shabbos does it by itself. By itself. Says Rashi, lo tzrichisu lahafsik. So fifth one narrow line. Lahafsik b'akira shulchan kadesh lahavdol ben sudas chol sudas Shabbos. Shabbos he kavas and me'atzmei chashuva sudas Shabbos v'nivdelas misudas chol. V'dalecha v'priestess ma'apa v'kiddush. The whole part of kiddush is to kovea the suda as a suda Shabbos, Rabosai. As a suda Shabbos. It's beautiful. The Rav's trying to say, Mamash, a beautiful pshat. And that's trying to Gaonim. And the Gaonim say that you, I'm going to say I'm out of time. Rabosai, I don't want to, I think you're late. We'll stop here. Remind me on Sunday, with the Rav's shir over here on Izan Yonim. And then we'll discuss other matters and hopefully get our way to finish the Rakhul Suda, which everybody exceeds the Chasimah. Do you want to dive in from here or down to